This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. I have titled the program today, Come to the End of Yourself, which is meaningful for me, but I realize it might be an American language idiom, so I will explain. It means that you have exhausted every resource, talent, and mental capability that you have as a person. And still, you realize your basic soul or inner self is not happy or fulfilled in life. Like a car with a nearly empty gasoline or petrol tank, you are soon to come to a full stop. The end. No more transportation. This phrase of coming to the end of yourself means that you have tried everything you can think of to find meaning, fulfillment, and satisfaction in your life, and everything has disappointed you. Everything has failed you. You are desperate for a solution. This will come as no surprise to regular listeners of mine, but that answer, that solution, is real, true, genuine, active, sincere faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in what Jesus did by offering the ultimate solution to life for everyone, winning over death, and providing eternal life to anyone who repents of sin and surrenders their life to the control of the living Lord, Jesus Christ. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Some material for this program is from gotquestions.org. The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. I want to continue with this quote from Matthew 11:28-30. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are tired from the heavy burden that you have been forced to carry. I will give you rest. Accept my teaching. Learn from me. I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will be able to get some rest. Yes, the teaching that I ask you to accept is easy. The load I give you to carry is light." 2 Corinthians 5:16-21. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting the sins of people against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, "Come back to God." For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. When you have come to the end of your own abilities and resources, you may think of God and wonder, "What does God want from me?" Jesus was asked once which commandment of the law was the greatest. He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." What God wants is really quite simple. He wants us. All our service for God must flow from these two commands, to love, or it is not real service. It is just fleshly effort. And Romans 8:8 says that those who are in the flesh cannot please God. First, God wants us to trust in his Son as Savior and Lord. See Philippians chapter 2. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." We come to know Jesus through repenting of our sin and accepting him as our personal sacrifice. See Romans 10:9 and John 1:12. When Jesus' disciples asked him to show them the Father, he replied, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." God wants us to know him, and we can only know him through Jesus. Now, in this world, broken things are despised and thrown out. Anything we no longer need, we throw away. Damaged goods are rejected, and that includes people. In marriage, when relationships break down, the tendency is to walk away and find someone new rather than work at reconciliation. The world is full of people with broken hearts, broken spirits, and broken relationships. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. That's Psalm 34:18. There is something about reaching a breaking point that causes us to seek the Lord. King David was once a broken man, and he prayed, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. That's Psalm 51. There are some things in our lives that need to be broken, like pride, self-will, stubbornness, and sinful habits, for example. When we feel our brokenness, God helps us, as only he can, in a supernatural way. Isaiah 57:15 says this, "God is high and lifted up. He lives forever. His name is holy. He says, 'I live in a high and holy place, but I also live with people who are humble and sorry for their sins. I will give new life to those who are humble in spirit. I will give new life to those who are sorry for their sins.'" The Bible says that God breaks those who are proud and rebellious. The mighty Pharaoh set himself against God, but God broke him and freed his people from bondage and shame. In Leviticus 26:13, God is speaking to the ancient nation of Israel, reminding them of how good he has been to them. Leviticus 26:13 says, "I am Yahweh, the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt so that you would no longer be their slaves. You were bent low from the heavy weights you carried as slaves, but I broke the bars of your shackles and enabled you to live in freedom." To us, broken things are despised as worthless, but God can take what has been broken and remake it into something better, something that he can use for his glory. Broken things and broken people are the result of sin. Yet God sent his Son, who was without sin, to be broken so that we might be healed. On the night before he died, Jesus broke the bread and said to his disciples, "This is my body, which is broken for you." He went all the way to the Roman cross of execution about 2,000 years ago to die so that we can live. His death has made it possible for broken, sinful humanity to be reconciled to God and to be healed. Without the broken body of Jesus, we could not be made whole. Isaiah 53:5 states, "Because of our sins, he was wounded, beaten, because of the evil we did. We are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received." 2 Corinthians 5:21 adds this, "Christ had no sin, but God made him become sin, so that in Christ we could be right with God." Jesus viewed all things in the light of eternity, and so should we. Hebrews 12:2-3 proclaims, "We must never stop looking to Jesus. He is the leader of our faith, and he is the one who makes our faith complete. He suffered death on a cross, but he accepted the shame of the cross as if it were nothing because of the joy he could see waiting for him. And now he is sitting at the right side of the throne of God." Think about Jesus. He patiently endured the angry insults that sinful people were shouting at him, Think about Him so that you will not get discouraged and stop trying. God draws us. He calls to us. He longs for us to come to Him so He can heal us. Often we are unable to hear His call because we are so busy with other things, our lives, our families, our work, our own problems and unhappiness. Sometimes we must be broken before we realize our need. And our deepest need is to be reconciled to God. Only then can we be made whole. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 to 7. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble, and God will exalt you in due time, if you humble yourselves under His mighty hand, by casting all of your cares on Him, because He cares for you. James 4, 6 to 10. As the Scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up in honor. The solution can never come from our own efforts, but comes only from Him. Only when we recognize our need for God are we able to take our eyes off ourselves and then focus them on God and Jesus Christ. Only when we stop thinking about ourselves and start thinking about what Jesus did for us can we begin to heal. Only when we admit our need and ask God into our life can God begin to make us whole. Only when we confess that we are broken can God make us into what He wants us to be. Surrender to God and allow Him to make you whole, to give your life meaning, purpose, and joy. Trust Him, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. That is found in Romans 8:28. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take.